Hello, this is Annie.
Hi, Annie. This is Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Nicole.
Good. I know you had requested a callback around this time. Was this
yes.
still a good time for you?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay.
Great
okay.
timing.
Okay, good. So it looks like you had requested information on both the equipment finance program as well as the working capital program.
So I already have a lien on a piece of equipment. It's a chipper, but I'm wanting to possibly refinance it. So otherwise, if I didn't do that, I would still use the money for basically my business.
Okay. And are you the owner of Kovac Tree Experts?
Yes, and we've renamed it since.
Oh, okay. So that's
sorry.
Not the current name?
So the current name is actually I think the promotion was sent to me under Kovac Tree Experts, but the current
okay.
name of the business has actually been changed or amended to Annie Up LLC.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Annie Up LLC.
Okay.
So
okay, got it.
A-N-N-I-E space up U-P.
Okay.
And I have all the information or paperwork for the name change. I just didn't.
Okay. And when did you change
that? Let's see. It looks like it was amended August 31st.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a DBA?
No.
No. Okay.
No DBA.
The business just runs as Annie Up LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And you're still doing the tree services?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then are you the only owner there?
So my husband and I are going through a divorce currently.
Okay.
And he's in the process of being removed from the business, which is obviously one of the reasons for the loan request.
Okay. So if we did a loan, you would want to do it just under your name, correct?
Right.
Okay.
In my business.
Okay. Now, the amended, when you changed the name and did all that, and he's still on the new one under Annie Up LLC?
Yes, until he legally signs to have himself removed.
Okay.
Part of our divorce settlement.
Okay. What is the ownership percentage currently?
50-50.
Okay. Okay. Do you need any additional equipment, or is it just the capital at this point?
Just the capital at this point.
Okay. And what would you be using the capital for specifically?
To basically purchase his share of the business.
Oh, okay. And do you have an amount in mind that you would need?
I think when I requested the loan, did I request an amount?
Yeah, I mean, we'll let you know what we think the highest amount you can get, and then you can take that amount or a lesser amount. But just
okay.
for, you know, conversation purposes, I'm just wondering kind of what range you're looking for.
Probably $40,000.
Okay. And right now, what do you think the business does on average for, say, monthly revenue?
Probably around $7,500.
Okay. And do you know what you did, what the business did for gross annual sales last year?
I think it was probably 78.
Okay. And then if you got a lesser amount than the 40, would that still help you, or is it 40 or
at
nothing?
At this point, yes, any amount would help me.
Okay. So for this particular program, what you're looking for would be our unsecured working capital program. And it's based off the revenue of the business. So we look at what you're doing on a monthly basis. We'll look at what you did last year, more so what you're doing now, and then approve you for an amount, which is usually 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business. So you may get approved for around like $10,000 with the option to potentially take more a few months down the road. But a starting point might be around $10,000. Now, if you are looking for equipment, we can go up much higher for that because it's a secured loan, whereas this is unsecured. But I'm thinking maybe 10,000 range, right around there. Would that be helpful?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. So what we would do is, this particular loan, we can do it with just under your name because we have programs where we only use 50% of ownership. So that's the route that we would take with this. And then the funds are wired to your business bank account, and then you can use it for whatever you want. And the repayment terms range anywhere from 3 months out to maybe a year and a half, potentially 2 years, but probably the longest would be about a year and a half or so. But you could refinance it halfway through and stretch the loan back out if you needed to.
Okay.
So that's basically how that would work. But we could do a program where we just have you on there. I don't see that being an issue. We've done that many times.
Okay.
Do you want me to send you what we would need to issue the approval for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. And what is your time frame for getting the funds?
As soon as possible.
Okay. So usually once we get the documentation back that we need, it's just 6 months of your business bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
We can have an answer for you within a day and have you funded within a day or two.
Okay.
Sometimes same day.
All right.
Okay. Now I have an email on file, annie_up@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. So I'll send what we need to that email address and I'll have a one-page application attached as well. You can send everything back to me, and if you have any questions, all my direct contact info will be on there.
Okay.
And it'll come from Nicole.
All right. Excellent.
Okay. Did you have any other questions right now?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Do you have any equipment you own free and clear?
I have a trailer that I own free and clear, and we have a stump grinder.
Okay. What do you think what do you think the market value of those two pieces?
The trailer is about $4,000 and the stump grinder is probably like $16,000 to $20,000 probably.
Okay. I don't know. We could potentially, and this would be a completely different program, we can use equipment that's owned free and clear and pull capital out of that. And we always need two pieces, and we can usually lend about 50% of the market value. So if you think it's worth 20, we could potentially get you 10,000 out of it. And I don't know how that would go over with your husband or whatnot, but that's a separate option if you wanted to explore that as well after the working capital.
Yes.
Yes, you want to explore it? Or?
Yes, I would like to.
Oh, okay. So in the email, okay, now how is your personal credit right now?
Not wonderful.
No, okay. Is it...
Not been a great divorce.
Yeah, no, we're pretty familiar with that. But is it in the 500s, 600s? Have you pulled it lately?
I have not.
No, okay.
I would say it's probably 550 to 600.
Okay. So let's do this. We'll wait until you send everything back, and then we'll take a look at that. And then we'll see if we can get you qualified for the financing through the equipment. Usually for the unsecured program, you just have to have typically above 500. And if it's equipment related, we need it to be a little bit higher. So we'll take a look at that first. And if we think it'll work, I'll let you know what I need to issue an approval in that program.
All right. Fabulous.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.